from the Morongo Casino Studios. It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show in about 55 minutes. Putting another name in the hat for Friday's cash drop. So, yeah, I guess we're less than 24 hours away from drawing a name and offering somebody $1,000. So if you hear your name tomorrow at 8 a.m., then you got 5 minutes to call us, and $1,000 is yours. Frosty, I think you are going to love this next story.
Oh, goody, 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 goody.
It involves food?
Yes.
Sweet, sweet food.
Oh, please continue.
Do you have a sweet tooth, or are you more of a salty, vinegary salt guy?
More salty, vinegary. I enjoy sweets now and then, but I'm not addicted to sweets like I am to...
Well, for people who are addicted to sugar, well, you might even think this is too much. But Burger King just announced... They're rolling out a new Fruit Loops milkshake. It's going to happen later this month. It's real. It's made with vanilla ice cream, crushed up Fruit Loops, and a, quote, sweet sauce, because clearly sweetness was the missing ingredient. It's going to be on sale a week from Monday and will cost $2.99.
I'll give it a try.
Fruit Loop milkshakes.
It might be too sweet.
Yeah.
Because sugar, even Fruit Loops, is like, it's all sugar anyway. Now they're adding sweet sauce to it.
I don't think he needs
sauce. Plus shake.
It's pretty much, well, a hot milkshake would just be the milk after you eat Fruit Loops.
Right.
So if you froze that up.
It's all right.
Yeah, that's sweet milk. Mm-hmm.
I think it's McDonald's that used to have the Oreo shake, Oreo McFlurry they called it, which is cookies ground up in a milkshake, and that was good.
That's your go-to, Oreo
McFlurry? Yeah, well, splurging.
They should do, too, is like that milk from after you finish cereal, but maybe you don't want cereal, but you just want that milk, so create, Cocoa Puffs milk. And you just get a little thing.
I would picture people eating Cocoa Puffs and pouring their bowl into a milk jug, and that would gross me out.
It's from the soup kitchens that collect
the
runoff.
You want it to be your own cereal, yeah. I get
it's
it.
It's the drippings off an old man's beard after he's drinking it out of the bowl.
I am cuckoo for Cocoa Puff.
Catch his beard drippings. We're going to pop it up.
Delicious.
Oh, beard drippings. Oh.
God.
The worst thing about beer drippings, as we all know, when you're from the parts of the country where it actually freezes, is the beer drippings actually freeze in the beard in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
So what, it's thawed out here in April, but December, January, February, all these homeless guys, they've got layers of frozen icicle drippings in there.
And booger sickles, too, because you see the nose is running and then it hits the mustache and then they freeze.
And they freeze there.
So you got lines
of
snot.
That was probably just the split pea soup they were all eating at the soup kitchen. They walked outside too fast.
Then that first warm day about March, April, it all starts melting down. What's on your shirt? That's my beer drippings.
That's lunch.
They're called leftovers.
Suddenly, I don't want that milkshake anymore. I'm quite full. Since you brought up food news, I got a couple for you. I'm going to show you a photograph of the world's longest Cheeto.
Like somebody found in a bag?
Yes. In fact, the entire bag was one huge, giant, continuous Cheeto.
Whoa!
Look at that.
I don't even. That's
that
fake.
Looks
no,
like
it's
that,
real.
No,
that's
that,
got to be Photoshopped.
This is the guy is sitting in his car, and it's as big.
It's bigger than the bag.
It's bigger as the steering wheel.
The bag is on the person's
Maybe
lap.
Maybe it's perspective. I don't know.
It was folded in there. It's twisted around. But look at your steering wheel. All the people driving from the top of the wheel to the bottom. It's even longer than that.
You
it's
got
one
suckered. That's
giant,
a Photoshop.
No, Cheeto says could happen, could be. I don't know.
I don't believe it.
That looks like one of those hairs that you find growing on your arm, and you're like, what the hell is this? And then you pull it, and it's attached. That's what it looks like.
It looks like your first pube. Actually, that's Carrot Top's first pube.
Well, this is going on eBay, and people who watch auctions for weird things say this may bring as much as $100,000.
Oh, shut up.
Not kidding you.
If you got that kind of money.
Well, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Who buys that sort of stuff? Is it the trust fund babies who never had to earn a dollar in their life and the $100,000 Cheeto?
But if I've got that kind of money, am I excited about an extra long Cheeto? You're right. I'm in Aspen with models. I don't keep your Cheeto. I'm busy.
You have it framed on the wall.
Or does this mean you're filthy rich? You have a $100,000 Cheeto on your wall.
That's what it means.
So it's just a conversation.
Just filthy rich.
What was that famous the chimpanzee or ape that died at the zoo? Marambe. There was a Cheeto that was shaped like him that sold for $75,000 or $80,000 on eBay.
Well, I guess that guy's probably going to buy this one too.
Probably so. I have a whole collection of weird Cheetos on the wall.
Just a weirdo with money.
Wasn't there a potato chip shaped like Jay Leno? Or something like that. Or Abe Lincoln. I don't remember.
I had a frosted flake. I have a photo on my Facebook. I'll have to bring it up for you guys. I should have sent it to the Ellen Show, but my dog ate it. It was it torn out my frosted flakes, and one came out that looked exactly, I mean eggs, exactly like, I'll give you a hint. Who is this?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes, Alfred Hitchcock. Wait, I haven't said anything yet. I just turned to the side.
Your profile is remarkable.
Barely had to do anything.
Are you kidding me? You got it from me turning to the side?
Yeah. Since you lost the wig, it's dead on.
It was Alfred Hitchcock.
I mean, it didn't even take a half a second. You're good at this game.
It was the Amazing Brain looking game.
I'll get that photo to Johnny later. You can see my Alfred Hitchcock frosted flake, which gave my dog eight since I had it.
Oh, so you held it up in the air, you were like, and then he ate it out of your fingers?
I put it on the counter to photograph it, and in the photograph, my dog, you can see the dog looking at it, he chomped it.
Like, no, that was our money right there.
That might have been worth $5,000 at least.
Could have.
I mean, somebody.
And last, some other food news. There is a potato chip company that's being sued for underfilling their bags. It's about time.
It's all air, right?
Yes. Now, I know they got to have a little air space in there for packing so the chips, you know, have room to...
So they don't get crushed.
Yeah.
Bounce around a little bit.
But these bags are up to 75% empty. So when you get your bag of chips, it's 3/4 air. And this one guy's filed a class action lawsuit against the Wise Chip Company. So you get what you think is a bag of chips. It looks like it's going to be 8 or 10 ounces, like 2 ounces of chips in it. Yeah. It's all air, puffiness. They said this must stop. They're misleading the public.
How long was that Cheeto? Did they measure it? I know there's like curves and stuff in it, but did they measure it
from tip to tip? I'll have to check. Not in the news story, but again, I'm
because how did that thing survive? You're talking about the air in a bag of chips. Like, how did that thing even survive without breaking?
And was it the only one in the bag?
This is, I'm kind of, I was slightly incorrect when I said Cheeto. It's the cheese puff, not the Cheeto. The puff is the more round.
They're more delicate, the puffs are. Are they? They're airier.
It's more worm-like as opposed to like lumpy orange turd-like.
Yeah, right. The Cheeto is ragged and jagged. The puff is kind of smooth.
Yeah, it's smooth.
It must have been twisting around in there.
Is it fake? You guys looking it up? Is it?
Don't tell me.
Is it mythical?
Fake.
It Frosty, if you look right there in the middle, there's a light spot in the Cheeto.
Well, the lighting's bad.
Where it looks like someone may have glued a bunch of Cheetos
together. May have.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
May have. Well, there may have been someone on the grassy knoll, too. There may have been a fake moon landing.
Yeah.
The road to hell is paved with maze and possibilities or something.
And this, how many shares or likes did this story get?
Oh, hundreds of thousands of them.
My God.
The fact that Frito-Lay, who makes it, didn't say it was fake, and the fact that it is going on eBay.
And if you're going to fake a foot-long Cheeto, well, why not get the regular family bag or the picnic bag as opposed to the single-serving puff bag?
If it is...
The Cheeto's bigger than the bag.
Yeah, I know, but it must be pliable.
No, it's not. It would break. But the only thing I can think is its perspective. You know, when you put something in front of something else, it appears way bigger.
No, because this is bigger than this woman's forearm. She's holding it up. Like her hand is a swan's neck, goose neck.
Right.
And it's going all the way down to her elbow.
And that's about a foot and a half.
And there's
feet
even
almost.
More of it beyond her hand.
Again, it's bigger than a steering wheel.
Yeah, there's no way.
Look, do you ever get those styrofoam packing peanuts?
Mm-hmm.
You can bend those and they won't break if you bend them a little bit. This is probably made of that kind of stuff. Just coated orange.
We got some Photoshop masters around here. Could we get a bag of cheese puffs and make them one even longer and say, that's nothing. Look at ours. And it's like the whole, okay, we're holding it off the building.
We could each be holding an end, be like... With somebody measuring
it? We're all holding it together like we're holding a giant python. You know, everyone lined up to hold it. We're holding it down the ground like it is a python. Someone get on its head.
Yeah. Oh, we got to do this.
But we won't.
Yeah.
But you know, we're a fountain of good ideas.
We don't have any Cheetos here. Cheese puffs, whatever.
Nobody works less than us.
The Heidi's right.
Put that on the side of the RV.
The Cheetos don't get past me, so.
Nobody works less than us. Side of the RV.
There it is. There's our slogan.
I mean, that's it. Nobody can argue that.
There we go. There we go.
I mean, everybody on board.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We talked about that Pepsi ad yesterday with Kendall Jenner and how it got social media all blown up about it. About being, what, tone deaf as an ad, meaning you're not really... connecting with the message that all the protesters, you don't jump on board. Like, you mentioned what, Coke? I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Yeah, it worked in the 60s and 70s, bringing protesters together.
I've seen commercial specials where they rank best campaigns of all time, And that Coke ad is always in the top five.
It was about peace and love.
Right.
And it worked back then.
But not this time.
This is polarizing. It was jumping on the Black Lives Matter movement. It wasn't working. It was kind of a sick effort to capitalize on a social movement.
So, yeah, people were demanding Pepsi apologize. So how did Pepsi respond to the social media outcry? We'll tell you when we come back after traffic. What's going on, Lisa?
Traffic Report is brought to you by...